Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to my Dog Psychology Radio Show. My name is Dale McCluskey. I'd like to welcome you. On today's show, I'm going to be discussing how to become a dog trainer. If you're seeking to become a dog trainer, if you're perhaps involved in animal rescue or whatever it is in the dog training field, this show is going to be talking about how to start the journey or the process to become a dog trainer. Now, when I talk about, you know, dog trainer, I'm going to be discussing, you know, defining what training really is. I mean, that's an important point here about just, you know, talking about how to become a dog trainer. It's seeing training for what it is, and that is a relational changing process. And one of the big issues that you'll find on my website, on my videos, on these radio shows, which I talk about a lot, is this scripting problem, is this issue of response and, you know, the problem with appearances. And that's really the most critical point, really, or the most important thing happening right now in dog training world when it comes to resolving behavior issues. And therefore, you know if you fail to, you know, get to that point, if you don't see that for what it really is, then, you know, that's my whole, I guess, issue here. You know, what is the point? You know, I mean, I see things through a certain lens. I'm able to break it down and show dog owners exactly, you know, what training is and how to get to a point of resolving behavior issues, even with extreme behavior issues, with aggressive cases and issues dealing with fear aggression, and how to move beyond appearances. So for me, there's no settling. I mean, there's no kind of approaching it as even the same issue about balanced training. When people say, you know, there's some sort of a in-between point between with training, that you can kind of be everything to everybody, that you can use remote callers and you can, you know, use treats and incorporate certain concepts. And what I'm saying is, no, that's you're still not getting it. In fact, you're setting people up to fail still, because you're not approaching training for what it is. You're treating it as a quasi learning-based exercise, and it's not. And so therefore, you know, but the issue here really, and we'll get into that in today's show, the reason why people don't really see what I'm saying and don't get what I'm saying is because they haven't been on the type of journey which is going to shake them loose from their ideology, which is going to allow them to see beyond the appearance of things. And so really, you know, the whole goal here with, you know, advocating becoming a trainer is not just, you know, becoming popular or making money. And don't get me wrong, that's important. We have to survive and we have to make money. But, you know, with what's happening right now in the dog training world, if it's really about dogs, if it really is, then it has to be more than just simply, seeking to be popular or your identity through this and looking for applause, because that's the very problem. That's why there's so many dogs being destroyed, is because of this scripting problem. And so there has to be a trade-off. And so here it's really setting, you know, how I show what training is, and, you know, I talk about, you know, setting people up to take that journey, which I'm going to talk about in today's show, how my system can do that for you. But again, it's so much about, you know, loving the truth. I mean, there has to be a trade-off. There has to be a desire to go deeper, and that's like the main ingredient. Just like baking a cake. I mean, it's the flour you need for the cake to make the perfect cake. All the ingredients have to be come together in the right amounts. And so here, because because of relational beings and this whole idea of it being something it's not a learning-based exercise, dogs are relational beings. So you really, there has to be these relational dynamics in play. There has to be a desire to want to know the truth. And so this whole issue of feelings and emotions, you know, at the relational level, I mean, they really are a main source of a problem. Because when you look at, you know, the type of connection that I show is happening between dogs and owners, how profound it is at the relational level, the issue of emotion is sets people up to fail. In fact, it sets people up to not only be deceived, but to be turned over to this ideology, to suffer a type of a identity crisis and not be able to come out of it. Because, again, how these dynamics all set up through appearances and through what you see will lead you into making certain assumptions which are not true. I mean, that's a big point here. I mean, but the ability to see that only comes through the type of journey that's going to shake you loose, that's going to allow you to see beyond appearances. And that is really the problem. It's a personal. It has to be a personal journey. It has to be, because the same thing is, you could look at my courses, and I have all the stuff there that gives people the right information, that gives you the script, that gives you the foundation. However, because of these issues here with appearances and how this all kind of sets up for people, and because of emotion and how this all comes together, you know, people will kind of look at my stuff and just still not really buy into it. Still say, well, I don't know. I think maybe by going this way, you know, I can, you know, it can work. And then you get this thing about the reasons why it does or doesn't work. Okay, there's another dynamic there even still about, you know, being able to answer the question why it is that some people are successful while others fail within this, using the exact same methods. And we, you know, a name Steve White is always brought up as a guy in the police field who advocates training as a learning-based exercise. And again, I say, well, guys like Steve White, again, miss my point here. Yeah, he can be very successful and still treat it as a learning-based exercise, and role change is still going to happen. But the people who are in the greatest need of relational change, who need to change the most of how they think, aren't going to be so fortunate. And then the dog itself, the need level is going to play into that. So there's certain dynamics here that, again, that are very much will set people up to be deceived. If you're not, and again, it comes back to almost a character issue, basically, with wanting to go deeper. I mean, people settle, I think, and there's certain things happening here with the society right now, which what I have to say isn't popular. In fact, it's going to make people very upset because many people don't want to hear the truth of it because it forces a trade-off, okay? It forces people to change how they think. Just keep that in mind here as you're, and I'm going to get into this on next week's shows. I'm going to get into this thing about identity and another level here, which is going to show people, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be encouraging. That's going to be my goal here, not just to kind of, you know, be negative for the sake of being negative. I'm going to show that, you know, surrender is actually winning. I mean, surrender isn't defeat, it's victory. So when you surrender how you think, you're going to be able to see things that other people don't see. That's my point. But, you know, getting back to, you know, getting beyond the appearance of things, it is about, again, getting back to this thing about a personal journey. And understand, it took me 5 years. I was a police dog handler and trainer in Canada, in New Brunswick, Canada, for 12 years. And it took me 5 years of intensive, and I mean intensive, I'm not just, you know, bragging here, I'm talking about intensive training and experience and, you know, investing everything in that relationship for me to start, for the blinders to start to come off, okay? You talk about blinders here, this is really what's happening, is for the blinders to come off. It had this, and don't get me wrong, people could still be set up and go on this, and I want to be clear here, people could still be set up to go up on this journey and come out on the other side, just like Steve White, and because of the issue of character, and you know, wanting to be elevated up in this issue of identity and still not not get it, okay? But the issue of personal journey, and it is important, okay? Just to take a, this is why we should look at, you know, I've looked at, you know, helping people become trainers. I've looked at, you know, how I was going to go about doing that. And really, honestly, it can't happen in a two-week course. I know people out there will offer two-week courses and a month course. It's, you know, if you consider the fact it took me 5 years just for the blinders to come off to see dogs for and see training for what it really is and to answer some of these fundamental contradictions and questions and to see beyond just appearance of things in the scripting problem, and see training for what it is, it comes through really challenging everything. It comes through not throwing, looking at dogs and just writing them off as unfixable, and medicating dogs. It doesn't come through that. If you're doing that or you've done that, you're not going down that the right road. In fact, a lot of these, those who kind of buy into this so-called science of dog training, this is why I talk about this personal journey and it's this issue of character. People who buy into the science of dog training, this idea that it's a learning-based exercise, and start down that road and then start to blame, shift the blame on the dogs and then go into this anti-dominance thing, anti-leadership thing, they're turned over to it. I mean, there's no... And the problem here is they never had any skin in the game to shake them loose. Okay, these people who are doing this, they never had to go into the, you know, the woods with a canine partner, you know, in search of somebody with a weapon, and pushing, you know, through and beyond what they think they can do, really challenging at that relational level with the dog. The people who are, you know, buying into this science stuff and everything, they're buying into these theories, but they've never experienced or had the opportunity to go on a journey which is going to allow them to see just beyond the appearance of things and to shake loose from the stuff. And that is the problem. People who are just taking a trainer's word for it, even taking my word for it, this is why I talk about this on today's show. You know, I'll show you the stuff. That's why people look at it and say, well, is this really true? Is this really, you know, the scripting problem, what Dale shows, is this the case? You know, just without meeting me and without having a session with me, you know, to actually be able to know, to truly know, it comes to experience. Or it comes to, you know, meeting me, having your dog, me setting up on getting the script going and getting you to see it. It's because it is. It's relational. It's a relational process. And so the whole issue of the time it takes, like I said, for me it's 5 years for the blinders to come off and to be asking questions that, and this is the thing, when I was asking, you know, I started off with a certain way of doing things, you know, with the typical obedience style method, but not really seeing the relational aspect at the depth of, that it is. And every course, everything lined up, and I was able to, you know, be very successful at what I did. And you know, my days consisted of, you know, my canine partner was with me 24/7. I mean, he's home with me. I had a police, you know, a canine vehicle right at my house. I was on call for 12 years, okay, with a pager on my side for 12 years. So I had my normal shift that I worked, 12-hour shift. So, you know, I was four on, four off. And then on top of that, okay, I was on call for 12 years, a good part of that 12 years, through local police departments. Agencies shared our canine service, and so I was getting calls from Amherst Police, Spring Hill Police, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, when their canine officer was not available, and that happened, you know, quite a bit. I get called up from them. both, you know, Dorchester Federal Penitentiary, Spring Hill Federal Penitentiary. And so I was answering calls for not just our department, but local departments. And so I was on the go. I mean, I was moving. I mean, anything serious happened, say somebody with a weapon, drugs or whatever, I was called out. I was the first person there. So I spent a lot of my time, you know, crawling through swamps and, you know, you know, and being at the forefront. And don't get me wrong, you talk about the thrill of the chase and, you know, enjoying pushing yourself. I did. I mean, that was a great period of time for me. I mean, but that was my journey. I mean, that's part of my journey. And so when I look at how I was able to get to a point of seeing training a certain way and seeing the relationship at a certain depth, it came from the journey I was on with my first police dog, Reuben. I mean, he's the reason I am able to see what I see now. And so that at that level, in that way, with that type of a journey, not just picking up someone else's script, because I show mainstream dog training is a huge problem here. Picking up somebody else's and just taking their word for it and, you know, and running off what they're saying. And that's why I say, you know, balance training is such a problem. I talked about one guy here recently, his little, how he's evolving his views on training. That's the problem. I mean, he's evolving the other way, okay? I mean, because, again, if you're just looking at being popular, you know, what I have to show, yeah, it does really challenge. It's really challenging, but it's the truth. I mean, this is the whole thing about this issue about a disconnect between, you know, fantasy and reality. People are disconnected. There's a total disconnect mission statement here happening between this ideology that's very popular and dogs being destroyed and issues not being fixed. And people are buying into it. I mean, people are buying into it because, again, getting this issue of identity, people are losing who they really are through it. But again, there has to be, you know, there's got to be a moment. It's got to be like an epiphany. And this is part of this whole issue of setting people up on a journey. Now, you're getting into this issue of, again, I talked about some trainers will put out courses for, say, 4 weeks or whatever. And that's fine. I mean, you know, in terms of some things. I mean, it's always about taking the good and leaving the bad behind. But like anything, and any good trainer will want the student to be more than they are. I mean, that's the thing about pushing people or challenging people, saying, don't take my word for it. Get out there and experience, you know, go and experience everything. It's like my trainer, Bill Grimmer, fantastic guy out of Canada, and he trains dogs. He trained out of Texas at the time. He had a contract through the Tarrant County Junior College. And that's where I started my journey with a puppy. I mean, I started right from the puppy stage. So going into it, here was the good thing. I mean, this is how it should set up. I knew nothing. Okay, I didn't look to and immediately just accept someone else's script. Even though Bill, of course, I'm gonna, you know, I am accepting. But at the same time, being on the type of journey which was going to set me up to challenge everything, to set me up to invest the right way into a working dog situation, okay, for years. So it wasn't just the fact of going to a training course. It was actually being set in motion with a dog that was going to push me beyond my limits, which was going to challenge what I think I knew and cause me to invest everything. Because nature demands everything. That's why I say nature's about demanding everything. So the type of dynamics that set up for me to get to a point where I'm at now was set in motion through everything coming together properly. And it wasn't just about the dog. It was about how I thought, too. So really, on top of this being a character issue, there's got to be a love of the truth. There's got to be a willingness to want to know more, because the same thing. You could see the contradictions that haven't changed. They're still right there in front of your face. If you have any experience as a trainer, you're going to wonder, or you should wonder why it is that things don't line up. Is it really the dog's fault? Okay. And there's got to be a desire to want to know more, to say, well, this isn't making sense. You know, is there something I'm missing here? Do I need to step back further and look at this relational component? And so there has to be that part of it. But getting back to even, you know, you look at this issue of a personal journey. I'll use an example, too. I mean, I grew up, you know, one of my little idols was in martial arts is Bruce Lee. And Bruce Lee, you see a couple of posted videos on there, because it's interesting that some journeys are very similar in terms of personal growth or personal discovery. And for, you know, you look at Bruce Lee, who really, if you study his stuff and how he confronted or approached training, he looked at styles. I mean, he looked at different styles and basically looked at it at a personal level. He looked at styles as restraining the student or the person, and that his concept was that you could take a little bit from each one and be able to adapt it and adopt it into creating your own personal style based on the person. And so he saw it as a personal journey of growth, that not to be limited by certain constricting styles. So when, and this is why, you know, when he looked at, now this is the thing about his style, and I look at this now differently in terms of people who are trying to carry on with what Bruce Lee did and say, you know, they teach Jeet Kune Do and all this stuff. Well, really, there's no such thing as taking his style that way and it being, you know, Jeet Kune Do. It's a personal style. For example, Bruce Lee had natural ability, like so it was so incredibly fast that certain things he did in his style other people could never do, because he could get away with it because he was so fast that he could move his body certain ways that other people wouldn't be able to get away with without, you know, the way he did, because he could. So he took his, so that's the thing about it being a personal style, was that, and then he advocated that. He even said, don't look at what, you know, he taught other students, but he basically said, you have to make it your own, because he was advocating a personal journey. He was saying, okay, to get to a point of self-expression or be able to truly work off your strengths, you had to develop those, but not to, at the same time, not to be confined or restricted by a you know, limited by a certain rigid way of a style, a certain way to go about certain stances, certain ways. And it's the same here. And so to compare that to what I'm talking about, it's the same thing with these ideologies of just accepting what people say. What I'm showing is that to get to a point of actually seeing these issues that really matter in terms of, you know, at the, you know, mainstream level with the scripting problem and see training at the point of this being a relational changing process, you can't allow yourself to be limited by what, you know, defined through this learning-based ideology or what people are trying to say, well, if you don't subscribe to it, then you're trying to marginalize. Well, I show very clearly that's the science of doctrine is not science. It's a belief system. So, you know, it's rigid. There's no depth to it. It's very much one-dimensional. And so looking at dogs as relational beings, so you look at this issue of relationally, of emotion, all these things that come online, you'll start to see how it sets up for people to be turned over to it, because that's how nature is. And so, you know, this whole issue about it being a personal journey, it is. So this week, I'm talking a little bit about getting back to, well, how, you know, someone's asking, well, Dale, how do I, you know, how do I take that journey, or how do I get myself going forward to see what you see and to start to be able to apply to the real world or get to that point. And So here, because I don't know any other trainers that advocate the way I do. In fact, I developed the system. That's the difference. I'm not following somebody else's system. I developed it based on answering these questions, based on the relationship I had with my police dog, being able to take things further and go on my own journey, and then apply it. I've been working this, this relational model I've used is proven. I've used it for many, many, many years. And, most of the people I help have already failed out in the other system. Okay, because it's related. And the good news about what I do is it's just like a brand new day. It's like leaving the past behind. There's no limits. It empowers people. But it's all about the relationship. That's what, matters. But to get, my thing is to get people on that journey, there's several things that you can do to begin the process. Number one is don't blame the dog, okay? Don't get into a habit of trying to shift the focus onto the dog as the problem. I pretty much guarantee you if there's whatever's happening, if things aren't resolving themselves, it's how the person is thinking and connecting to the dog. It's a scripting. It's a scripting problem. It's a relational issue, but it comes back to the person. I guarantee you. And so you need to challenge everything. You need to really look at that and really encourage people, to get into a working dog situation, to get on a journey that puts you in a position to really move forward into gaining that level of connection, that type of investment with a working dog situation that's going to push you. And besides, it's a fun thing. I mean, if you get into, say, Schutzen or, even rehabbing dogs can be fun if you have a desire to do it. But to do the challenging cases, I mean, the thing is to do the situations that other people don't want to do, okay? And at the same time, pushing yourself. And you have to see it as a journey. So, for example, you can come out of a really bad situation, and even people I help to kind of like the phoenix rising out of the ashes, you can come out of a really bad situation. Say that being a negative, that can be an extreme positive, because that's going to allow you to see things other people don't see, because you will have risen up out of a bad situation and be able to turn a situation completely around. And then that sets you up too. That gives you, that takes the blinders off. And then it's a matter of building off that. But on my site, I have courses there. There's not a trainer's course per se yet. I say yet only because I'm still working on this issue of the journey, how this sets up. But there's courses on my site that give a foundation. I mean, they give some core foundational principles. There's depth to it. So, the course, if you go into my website as a trainer, if you're a trainer now, or if you want to be a trainer, the course that's available right now is Introduction to the Relational Model course. And this is an online course. It's lots of videos there that are part of the course, and then there's a test after that you take. But a lot of that whole course is designed to get you started, at least get you starting to think the right way and get a bit of a foundation going. Now, another course I'm doing now is a narcotic detector course, which is for canine officers. It's a working dog course. And that one's being set up right now. I have the guy who's a trainer for me, Anthony. He's going, I'm setting him up on this journey to get into that level. And again, it's one thing for me to say certain things, another thing to experience those and put those to the test during this personal journey. But anyway, I'm getting certain courses set up. I just encourage you. I'm getting a countdown here, so I'm going to have to close out the show. But I just encourage you to check out the course available. Just check back on my site if you're interested. I'm going to be putting all this together, but I'm definitely going to be setting up something to really give people that level, that depth, when it comes to being able to see beyond appearances. So anyway, thanks for listening. I encourage you to tune into my next show. Take care and have a great day.